Delano Smith, a musical legend here in the city of Detroit. He's got a career that spans three decades, creating sounds that can be heard around the world, but were made starting in the basements of this city before taking them to the clubs and blending musical techniques that would become house and techno before they even had a name for the genre. And now, in a time of need, the same community he's been part of for years is stepping up in a big way. Culture Shift's Tia Graham is here to set the scene. Hey, Tia.
Hello, Ryan, and hello, Delano. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Tia.
Yeah, so, you know, we're jumping into things.
And Ryan, sorry.
And Ryan, yeah, and Ryan. So, you know, how about thank you for joining the whole Culture Shift team today.
My pleasure.
And, you know, you're bringing your greatness, you're bringing legendary artistry here to the city of Detroit, to music in general. In your opinion, describe the genre that is electronic house techno. Describe it. What is it to you?
Well, to me, having, you know, grown up in it since the inception of house and techno. Mm-hmm. But actually, you know, we started back before that when it was disco. Yeah. As disco, you know, inspired, you know, all of the music that's in the 4/4, you know, time signature, beat range or whatever. You know, disco spawned all these subgenres of electronic music: house, deep house, acid house, techno, you know, drum and bass. All this is these subgenres are the, to me, are the children of disco music.
Yeah, you know? And you talk about disco and the disco era, and we know we had that moment where records were being torn apart and people were saying death to disco. So mm-hmm. when you had that time happening, and then mm-hmm. you all said, you know what, we're going to take some of this and create something new out of it. What made you all say, you know, I don't care that it's the death of disco, we're going to continue on?
Well, at the time I was not producing. Okay. I was just a DJ. And then, but I saw the effects of, you know, that thing at Soldier Field. Yeah. When they killed disco, which was incidentally purely political and purely racist. Mm-hmm. But at any event, when that happened, you know, the labels started changing the sound, you know. Well, here in Detroit, you know, we called the music progressive. It wasn't disco. It wasn't house yet. So we called it progressive, you know, for lack of a better term, in the post-disco era. But what was the question?
Yeah, talking a little bit about how you all decided to create the sound out of
right. Okay, yeah, but because I'm sorry, the chemo and everything has got my thoughts just everywhere.
Very understandable.
But I think because the kids, we wanted to express ourselves, you know, beyond the turntable. You know, we want to express ourselves musically, and, you know, those labels just weren't giving us the energy and the sound that these youngsters wanted. You know, they wanted to be pounded, you know what I mean? And techno brought that energy to this scene. You know, house and techno brought that energy to the scene, and it was you know, what first started, you know, in the gay scene, you know, quickly spread mm-hmm. to, you know, the rest of us, you know.
And that's such an interesting segue, because we mm-hmm. think about, or I think about, some of the inspirations that you all were pulling from, especially mm-hmm. at that time, where it's kind of like you're grasping right. from so many different places and spaces. And mm-hmm. one of them were the LGBTQ plus community.
Right.
Talk about that connection.
Well, it was all because of the Detroit godfather of house music, Ken Collier, who incidentally was the first DJ to actually introduce the culture to the city. The DJ culture, the idea of blending two records together, because we had never, you know, being in high school and, you know, junior high, we had never heard that done, you know. And to see it, I first witnessed it firsthand at a club on the U of D Rathskeller called the U of D campus called the Rathskeller. And that's the first time I saw King Kyrie, and we were able to, after hearing him on WLBS mixing, we were finally able to see it, and we were able to see the mixer, the two turntables. And, you know, prior to King Kyrie, all the DJs sat down and played records. He was the first one to introduce the standing up, dancing, and, but tweaking the EQ and everything, just doing everything. Like, he introduced the way the DJ plays now to the crowd, because prior to that, everyone was sitting down and just basically close and play, or, you know, let the record fade, then you put the next record on. But he was the one that was, you know, actually mixing, and all of us that were into music at that time said, I want a DJ like that. I actually want to be him, you know. I actually want to just put his skin over mine, you know. Yeah, but I loved him, and Ken and I, we weren't like close friends, but I knew him, and a lot of the clubs that I played at in my, you know, when I was starting out, Luumo, Studio 54, well, mainly Luumo at both locations. He had a late night, gay party after the straight thing. So I would often hang around and, you know, just hear him play and take notes and, you know, stuff like that. And we began a relationship, a friendship from that. And, you know, he gave me pointers and everything. And it was during the golden era of this whole thing here, it was a great time, because it was all new, you know what I mean? And then there wasn't that many DJs then either, because it was a skill that, you had to practice. It came to some people easily, and to some it didn't, you know what I mean? And yeah.
Delano.
I think I ad-libbed a bit on that question, didn't I?
I wouldn't expect anything else from a DJ.
Okay, right. So just trying to get the whole story out there, you know what I mean?
Delano Smith. The truth. We're actually going to go to one of your songs really quickly, Ancestors, the main mix off of the I Fly EP released in 2010. Wow. I actually found this one not too long ago, and I just continued to play the EP. So this is a track that I really, really enjoyed, Ancestors, main mix.
Okay, right, great, awesome, thanks.
Main mix off the I Fly EP released in 2010. If you could just put us where you were when you were creating this.
Well, with all my music, I try to come from a positive. I try to relay a positive message into anything, and if I can't, I'll just make it instrumental, you know. But during this time, this entire EP probably took me 2 days to finish, It's because if you notice, the music is very simple in all of it. And the thing with house music, it's all just one big loop, but it's in how you arrange it. You know what I mean? Where you drop the kick, where you drop the hat, you know, where you drop the bass line, where you bring it back in, all to kind of create something that's not so monotonous and to generate some excitement in the listener. You know what I mean? So with this track, with this entire EP, The Other Side is a track called I Fly. And both took these speeches from these very prominent African-American pastors and, you know, preachers. And I just kind of took excerpts of their speech that as it relates to me and the music, and kind of just lay it over the track where I thought it would fit, you know. And that, as with all my music, I try to just come from a very positive standpoint and perspective.
And it's a perfect segue, Delano. We're talking to you right now about, of course, your music and the concert that we have coming up tomorrow at the Magic Stick, but there's a reason for the concert. You have a diagnosis that you received. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Last year, in March of, around February of last year, I had a I had pain in my chest and in my back and going through both arms, and this was happening for quite a while, you know, for several weeks. So I went to the doctor, and they didn't like my my reading, so I was sent to emergency. They did some scans on me and found a tumor in my chest. So when they removed the tumor in my chest, it was cancerous, by the way. And once they removed the tumor, we began radiation and chemotherapy on the area in which the tumor was. But after we finished that, and after subsequent scans, they found that the cancer had spread to my back, my lower back and my spine. And they had diagnosed it as a thymic carcinoma. And it's very, very rare, even with my visits with the Sloan Memorial Kettering Hospital in New York, and my conversations with the doctor and my visits there, the cancer is so rare as that they don't even have data on it.
Yeah.
So it's tricky in how we're going to treat this thing, you know. And so right now I'm on my second round of chemo and a second round of radiation. And right now it is sustained for the most part. They're trying to keep it sustained and in the bone, so it won't, spread to my organs and my brain. So right now I'm just taking chemo pills and a lot of pain medication, and I'm also diabetic, so I have to take that. And this just a lot.
Yeah, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, as we continue to talk about health, especially with men, and it's okay, you can take your time. So as we continue to talk a little bit more about, you know, your diagnosis and health of Black men, but Black men in particular, you know, talk about getting ahead of it, if you can.
Yeah.
We're talking to the legend Delano Smith right now here on Culture Shifts, who has been an absolute icon for this music scene here in the city of Detroit. And now that same music scene is coming together to support him. There's going to be a benefit at the Magic Stick tomorrow with a who's who of performers that are going to be helping to raise money for his cancer treatment. I recommend everybody make it out to this show to be able to support this legend who has given us so much great music, so much positivity in this music, and now we're giving it back to him as a show of gratitude. Delano Smith here on Culture Shifts. Obviously very emotional, but tell me a little bit about how it feels to contribute to this community and now be able to call upon them to help you.
It feels great. First of all, I want to answer Tia's question. She made a very important a statement as far as how traditionally we as black men, we don't go to the doctor when there are, you know, when we have symptoms of something. And I just want to say, you know, thank God, you know, I got ahead of this before it got worse. And I'm just...
No, it is perfectly fine and understandable. And I thank you for sharing your story with us here on Culture Shift to talk a little bit about what's going on with you and the support that you're receiving from the music community here in the city of Detroit. Delano Smith, we got your song playing right underneath you right now.
It's the very definition of a community. This is what this music is about. And the Detroit, the world community has shown me just what it's about.
And I think, and I hear you talk about, you know, positivity that you put into your music and how you spread that positivity and you keep that positive energy as you're going through what you're going through right now. And the community, the music community is behind you with that positive energy and that positive push for that concert that's going to be happening tomorrow at the Magic Stick. The tickets are on sale right now and all proceeds go to Delano Smith and his care. So thank you so much, Delano, for being here on the show. No, not an issue at all. Thank you so much for being here and spreading that message and being here. And once again, the music playing right now, Midnight Hours, reconstructed by Carl Craig, released last year.